When I was growing up, tales of King Arthur, tales of the medieval knights, tales of the dragon slayers were very strong in my world.
Dragons represent greed, really. The European dragon guards things in his cave, and what he guards are heaps of gold and virgins. And he can't make use of either of them, but he just guards. There's no vitality of experience, either of the value of the gold or of the female whom he's guarding there. Psychologically, the dragon is one's own binding of oneself to one's ego, and you're captured in your own dragon cage. And the problem of the psychiatrist is to break that dragon, open him up, so that you can have a larger field of relationships. Jung had a patient come to him who felt alone, and she drew a picture of herself as caught in the rocks. From the waist down, she was bound in rocks, and this was on a windy shore, and the wind blowing and her hair blowing, and all the gold, which is the sign of the vitality of life, was locked in the rocks. And the next picture that he had her draw had followed something he had said to her. Suddenly, a lightning flash hit the rocks, and the gold came pouring out. And then she found reflected on rocks round about the gold. And there was no more gold in the rocks. It was all available on the top. And in the conferences that followed, those patches of gold were identified. They were her friends. She wasn't alone. But she had locked herself in her own little room and life, but she had friends. Do you see what I'm meaning? This is killing the dragon. And you have fears and things. This is the dragon. That's exactly what that's all about. At least the European dragon. Chinese dragon is different.
What is it?
It represents the vitality of the swamps, and the dragon comes out beating his belly and saying, ha, 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 ha. You know, that's another kind of dragon. And he's the one that yields the bounty and the waters and all that kind of thing. He's the great, glorious thing. But this is the negative one that cuts it out.
So what you're saying is if there are not dragons out there, and there may not be...
The real dragon is in you.
And what is that real dragon?
That's your ego holding you in.
What's my ego?
What I want, what I believe, what I can do, what I think I love, and all that. What I regard as the aim of my life and so forth. It might be too small. It might be that which pins you down. And if it's simply that of doing what the environment tells you to do, it certainly is pinning you down. And so the environment is your dragon as it reflects within yourself.
How do I slay?
How do you?
Slay that dragon in me. What's the journey I have to make, you have to make, each of us has to make? You talk about something called the soul's high adventure.
My general formula for my students is, follow your bliss. I mean, find where it is, and don't be afraid to follow it.
Can my bliss be my life's love, or my life's work? Is it my work or my life?
Well, if the work that you're doing is the work that you chose to do because you are enjoying it, that's it. But if you think, oh, gee, I couldn't do that, you know, that's your dragon that's locking you in. Oh, no, I couldn't be a writer. Oh, no, I couldn't do what so-and-so is doing.
Unlike the classical heroes, we're not going on our journey to save the world, but to save ourselves.
And in doing that, you save the world. I mean, you do. The influence of a vital person vitalizes. There's no doubt about it. The world is a wasteland. People have the notion of saving the world by shifting it around and changing the rules and so forth. And no, any world is a living world if it's alive. And the thing is to bring it to life. And the way to bring it to life is to find in your own case where your life is and be alive yourself, it seems to me.
That's the power of the teacher, isn't it? To bring vitality to others, to make others see the vitality in them, children.
Well, it happens. That's one of the delights of teaching. I mean, when you're not teaching in order to have an easy job, but because you really have something to teach, and you love young people, and you want to give what you've got found to them. And to see them come alive is the reward of teaching.
Do you say I have to take that journey and go down there and slay those dragons? Do I have to go alone?
If you have someone who can help you, that's fine too. But ultimately, the last trick has to be done by you.